Brazil evokes images of women in skimpy clothes on the beach or dancing to the rhythm of samba in the carnival parade. But beneath the thin layer of open-mindedness worn by an urban minority lies a significant conservative constituency. With far-right President Jair Bolsonaro in power, it has raised its voice.
Bolsonaro won over millions of angry voters by lending his voice to their thoughts. Conservative Brazilians have taken to the streets against corruption, but many were afraid of speaking out against gay marriage and gender policies because it was not the thing to do. With Bolsonaro, they felt emboldened.
Francis Pessoa helped elect leftist candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva president in 2003 and re-elect him 4 years later. He felt betrayed by the corruption scandals.
I decide to only vote for someone who represents my values. I love my family, I have a religion, and I appreciate good morals. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm a right-winger.
Pessoa's parents still support Lula because they believe he'll help the poor. But the shop owner and his sister will vote for Bolsonaro.
I respect those who think differently. But I want to be respected as well. As a father, I don't believe children should be given the freedom to choose what gender they identify with.
Lula, who is running for a third presidential term, is trying to sway voters like Pessoa. 2 weeks before the runoff election, he wrote a letter to evangelical Christians, who represent one-third of Brazil's population. He promised to respect all religions, as he always has. Polls show 6 out of 10 support Bolsonaro, believing false accusations that Lula wants to close down the churches. Jair Bolsonaro may win or lose the runoff presidential election on October the 30th, but his right-wing allies have already secured a majority in Congress. If Lula is elected president, he will have a hard time promoting a progressive political agenda many here dislike. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.